This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me as we together study the word of Almighty God. Lord God Almighty, we praise you. We worship you today, Lord, in spirit and in truth. Lord, we come together now and pray about this hurricane that's approaching our area here in Jamaica. And Lord, we pray right now, we ask in Jesus' name that you would blow this storm out to sea, Lord, and you would spare the people here from any more harm and damage from this storm. We pray for those that it's already hit as I'm recording this. And Lord, we just pray that you would, by your mighty power, move this storm out into the Atlantic so it doesn't do any more damage. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen. Wednesday, when this program's playing, late Tuesday afternoon when it's being recorded, here in Florida, we have this Hurricane Matthew heading our way, and let's be praying about it that the Lord indeed will blow that storm out to sea so that it won't affect us here in Florida and our friends and neighbors around the area. So I would invite you out to church tonight, but we have canceled our midweek service. We just started a new study at Island Community Church in the book of Revelation. We'll be back again at it next Wednesday, so there's nothing going on at church tonight. And for everyone on the podcast, you probably don't know what I'm talking about. Well, we got a big storm here heading our way. But in the meantime, I thank you for joining us. Thanks for downloading this program. And this coming Sunday at Island, I have a guest speaker, good friend of mine, Pastor Eric Marshall, will be preaching the word this week. And look for that program to be uploaded on the podcast soon. Here in the meantime, we're in Acts chapter 19. We left off here at Paul in Ephesus. And I want to look at here today these seven sons of this Jewish priest whose name was Sceva. And let's pick it up here. Chapter 19. Let's pick it up in verse 13. Then some of the itinerant Jewish exorcists, they took it upon themselves to call on the name of the Lord Jesus over those who had evil spirits, saying, "We exorcise you by the Jesus whom Paul preaches." And there were seven sons of Sceva, a Jewish chief priest, who did this. And the evil spirit answered and said, "Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you?" This is almost comical, isn't it? I love this account here in Acts chapter 19. The demon actually answers this time. But he answers with two different Greek words. This is what I want to show you here. First, he says, "Jesus, I know." That's the common word for know. It's the word ginosko. But he says, "And Paul, I know." Now, that word is the word epistemai. Now, that means, well, the word epi means around. The word histemi means to stand. So, what can we say? "But Jesus I know, Paul I've stood around, Paul I've stood by, Paul I know who he is from following him around." So Jesus I know And Paul, I've stood around, but who in blazes are you? He says. I cast you out by the Jesus that Paul talks about. Friends, it doesn't work that way. You have to have you cannot cast out demons with the Jesus that Paul Esposito talks about. You can't cast out demons by the Lord my God. It's got to be by the Lord your God. The Lord Jesus needs to be the Lord your God. I love the story from the Old Testament. It's found in 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 1. Now it came to pass, when David and his men had come to Ziklag on the third day, that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag and smitten Ziklag and burned it with fire. And they had taken the women captives that were therein, and they slew not any, either great or small, but they carried them away and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire. And their wives and sons and daughters were taken captives. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. And David's two wives were taken captives, Ahinoam the Jezreelitess and Abigail, the wife of Nabal the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him, because the souls of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. And now it says this, 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 6. It says, but David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. He encouraged himself in the Lord his God. You can't encourage yourself in the Lord my God, but only in the Lord your God. He's got to be your Lord. You need to have an intimate relationship with him, which is really is what the word know. It's actually even the word for sexual intimacy between a husband and a wife. When you read that somebody knew his wife, obviously without the sexual relation, we ought to have an intimate relationship with the Lord as well. How well do you know him? You cannot cast out a demon in the name of the Lord, in the name of the Jesus that Esposito preaches about, but you can only cast out a demon with the Lord that's your Lord. So let me ask a question. What would a demon say when he ran into you? A Jesus I know and Paul I know, but who are you? I once heard the great evangelist Leonard Ravenhill say, I want my name to be on the bulletin board in hell and on Satan's most wanted list. Is that you? Again, I've heard John Hagee say, you couldn't get a used demon to chase you. Which one best describes you? Is your name written on the post office bulletin board in hell? Or the one that John Hagee describes that you couldn't get a used demon to chase you? If the evidence is mounting that you couldn't get a used demon to chase you, how can you change that? Answer, you change that when what you do with your life starts to threaten the kingdom of darkness. Let me say that again. You change this. If you're the kind of person that couldn't get a used demon to chase you, I suggest that you change that today, and you can change it. When you upset the apple cart, you change it. When what you do with your life starts to threaten the kingdom of darkness, that's when you change this. That's when you start to be known. Jesus I know and Paul I know, and you he can know too, by starting to upset the apple cart, by starting to do things, by, let's say, get off your blessed assurance and do something about it. You know, there's a time to pray about things, and there's a time to get up and do something about it. And I believe it's time to get up and do something about it. Even Solomon wrote in Ecclesiastes 3 that there's a time for every season under heaven. There's a time for every purpose. There's a time to pray, and there's a time, like I like to say, there's a time to get up and clean house. There's a problem in this country. Some people say, well, I'll pray about it. Yeah, I'll pray. And then there's a time to get up and clean house. How do you do that? By putting godly people in office, first of all. People say, well, I am going to show my displeasure with all this, and I'm not going to vote. Well, that is making a statement in one way, but that's guaranteeing other things in another way. It's time to clean house. If you want a clean house, if you're tired of the same old thing, then you got to clean house. You got to make your voice known. But just one new president's not going to fix this problem in this country, no matter who it is that they elect. And that is, the evil's got to be ripped up by the roots. There's more problems than just who the president is. There's a problem with who the judges are in this country. There's a problem is who runs the school systems in this country. There's a time to pray about it, and there's a time to get up and clean house. And when you make the decision that you're going to get up and clean house, then your face shows up on Satan's bulletin board down there at the post office in hell. When the demon says, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, and then he's not going to say about you, but who are you? When you are a threat to the kingdom of darkness. So how else can you upset the apple cart? Here's a couple different things. Number one, start or continue inviting other people to church and watch what happens. Spend 60 minutes a week in this church on Sunday morning, and by golly, you're going to hear the truth. That is, at my church, I invite you to come to Island. Spend 60 minutes just once a week. You're going to hear the truth, I promise you. And if you do what God says, you will have tremendous victory. The Lord Jesus says you will know the truth. The truth will set you free. Number two, offer hope to someone that Satan owns in his back pocket. Offer hope to someone that Satan owns in his back pocket. Did you know that in three states right now, that is New Jersey, California, and Massachusetts, it is against the law to offer hope to a homosexual and tell them there's hope for them? Did you realize that? Three states, it's against the law. Third thing you can do is share the truth with someone who's deceived. Share the truth with someone who's deceived. Lastly, be a soul winner. Be a soul winner. Understand, realize, time is short. Revelation 13:8, speaking of the Antichrist, it says, all who dwell on the earth will worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. If that doesn't motivate you and intimidate you, all who dwell on the earth will worship him. Maybe your son, maybe your own daughter, maybe your dad, maybe your mother, maybe your best friend. All who dwell on the earth will worship him. May that motivate you to be a soul winner today and to have your picture on Satan's bulletin board down there in hell. We're way out of time. We'll be back again soon with another program. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.